Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
The thinking behind the charity Living Paintings is to bring the visual world to life, be that the arts or anything else, for blind and partially sighted people, by interaction and description in its broadest sense. Their so-called touch-to-see books or packs in their free library have a strong tactile element, as their name suggests, but they can also incorporate sound to describe art or places or to guide someone through a book, like a children's book, for example. And some of the subjects covered by these multi-format packs include wildlife and architecture and a wide range of children's topics, because this multi-format approach can have many applications, as Sue Turner, their library manager, told us.
We publish touch-to-see books that bring the visual world to life for blind and partially sighted people. If I start off with the children's books, it's a traditional children's book, and we then insert into the children's books raised images, feely pictures, that go alongside the book with some audio that describe the pictures as the child is moving their fingers over the pictures. You get the description. Also, we do them for adults, and the adult packs come in various different topics ranging from the art to, well, we have ones about Scotland, Glasgow. We also have nature packs. And they have more raised images in those packs and more involved audio description than the children's books.
So it's a kind of multi-sensory approach, isn't it? Because you're saying you get the audio.
You do get the audio.
And tell us a bit more about the tactile side of it, because these images that you form out of plastic, I think, it's a kind of unique way of bringing a touch sense to what is otherwise going to be just a flat picture on a piece of paper.
Yes. We have what we call the master artworks that are all carved by artists and volunteers for us. And then they are put into our thermopress, and the raised images are then formed on the plastic, as you say. And this is where you then get the feel of what a piece of art or an everyday object feels like, but you also get the description with it as well.
They are thermoforms, you're saying, and you're lifting it out into a three-dimensional image.
Definitely, yes.
And the part that the audio plays, how big is that? How detailed is that?
It's very detailed, yes. There's a lot of description goes into the audio. We even have music on there as well. So you have music, you have the descriptions for the raised images, but alongside that there's more information about them as well, so sort of more background information.
Well, tell you what, let's have a listen to some of this audio description, the music and the words that accompany the paintings and the thermoforms.
To tell you about woodland flowers, I've taken a walk with friends through Savernake Forest on a sunny day in September. This is a royal forest near Marlborough in Wiltshire, and is one of England's oldest woodlands. Savernake is classed as a site of special scientific interest because it has a wealth of important species. It has a wide variety of plants, outstanding lichens, rare insects, and over 500 species of fungi. In winter, several uncommon birds can be found here, including hawfinch, brambling, woodcock, and siskin, as well as our crossbill.
Now, Sue, you've said that you provide these unique packs for adults and children. I presume the children's books could be of equal interest to adults who want to read them to children.
Yes, we do have quite a few adults that borrow the children's packs and actually read to their grandchildren. So they will maybe one time have a pack for themselves, and then the next time they'll say, well, could I have a couple of children's books this time so I can read them to my grandchildren?
And are they brailled throughout?
They are, yes. So say you've got The Very Hungry Caterpillar, you have two or three raised images. You have one maybe at the beginning and a couple at the back. But each page of that book does have the braille inserts in it, yes.
Now, like any library, it's the choosing which can be, well, firstly the fun bit, but also people might have a kind of a particular favourite kind of topic that they like to be involved in, could be linked to a hobby in the case of the sort of things that you offer, or an interest. How do people choose what you've got and indeed understand the full range of what you offer?
Well, that's a good question, actually. We now have a new online library. This is something that we are trying to promote to our members. They can actually go to our website, and on the website they click on Search the Library, which will take them into our online library. There you can search all the catalogues. It gives you a lot more information about each of the books. You can just put a subject word in if you're looking for something specific, and that will bring up every book or album that we have that has information on that subject in it. So this is what we are encouraging our library members to do, so that they will actually receive the packs or books that they require.
Right, so you can browse the library, but also then just pick from what you're browsing.
You can, yes, yep. And then that order comes through to us. And within a couple of days, usually, the pack's out to them.
And how long can people hang on to the pack?
Our loan period is 3 months. But again, when they register with us now, they get access to their own individual account online. And if they want to keep the item for longer, they can actually go into their account and renew it for another 3 months. But there's no set period. You know, 3 months is usually what we say. But if people want to send them back within a month and order another pack, that's absolutely fine as well.
Of course, many people don't have access to the internet. They might not be able to therefore enjoy quite the speed of what your online service offers. But I presume everyone's welcome to apply in the way you've always done.
That's, it. Yes, yeah. It's a free postal library. So if people haven't got the internet, with the adults, actually, we have a list that we work down. If they want us just to send them on a random list, they will receive one item. Then once they've returned that one, we will just send them the next one on the list, unless they specifically request something else. They can order by post or email or even telephone. We get people ordering over the phone. It's absolutely fine.
And for more information about Living Paintings and for more details about exactly what's in their library, for which there are no charges at all, you can phone them on 01635 299 771. Or you can email info@livingpaintings.org.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.